Get started on your painting project and save big money at Menards. Rust-Oleum's 5-in-1 spray paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial, so you can get a professional finish on every project. Save big money on Rust-Oleum spray paint now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Matt says, still better than a 7-year-old Reddit list. Oh, those assholes. Don't even get me started. Okay, I have to use the boys' room. Tyler writes, local news stations will start running stories. Now it's a free beer and hot wings show called Cemetery to Insult the Deceased. All right, I'll be back in just a bit. Okay, you guys hold down the fort for me. I need to use the boy. All right, I'm back. Comments. Alan writes, she must not have heard Greg Freebeer Daniels call to talk to her. He deserves his questions to be answered. Just kidding. Piano Fingerbanger. Dang, I must have bad reception over here. Anyway, so is that guy still folded like an omelet or what? I guess Elon Musk was doing a live stream. And he ended up rage quitting because he was cyberbullied by gamers. This happened on Saturday during a live stream of the video game Path of Exile 2. And people were picking on him. Supposedly, Path of Exile 2 is one of his favorite games. So much so that he once claimed to be one of the top players in the world in an attempt to boost his gamer cred. Before later backtracking and admitting that he had secretly been paying people to level up his account to make him appear more talented at it than he was. All of that, I think, alone at its face is remarkable to me. I don't know. I can't imagine, probably just because I don't play video games. Not to say that I wouldn't if I had some time, but that just sounds ridiculous. Nevertheless, while attempting to show off Starlink's in-flight Wi-Fi capabilities while on board his private jet over the weekend, he streamed himself playing the game, and it was broadcast live on X. He was terrible at the game, but that was the least of his problems. Less than 5 minutes into the stream, a player logged on and asked Musk if he could, quote, please jerk off Trump so that he dies of a heart attack. And it only got worse from there. For the next 90 minutes, Musk sat in stony-faced silence and blasted techno music while dozens of users with names such as Elon is a pedophile and Elon Musk is pathetic repeatedly spammed the chat to tell him you have no friends and you will die alone and you will always feel insecure and it will never go away. Elon, it's me, Ashley Sinclair. I have no other means of contacting you, so I bought the game's early access. Please pay your child support. Another claiming to be his daughter said, estranged daughter Vivian was right about him being terrible at video games. Some streamers attempted to help Musk out by trying to show him how to mute the chat function. How does he not know how to do that? while others encouraged people to buy Tesla and thanked him for his work with Starlink and Doge. But they were drowned out by a cavalcade of abuse from gamers who relished the opportunity to give the billionaire a piece of their mind. Yeah, if I'm Musk, I would love this. I would love all of these people losing their shit. That is a driver of me when that happens. There's a lot of something in the chat. He bad word. I can't tell what it is. Said Musk at one point using, it's retards. There's a lot of retards in the chat, said Musk at one point using the R word slur, while a username HC John Wick repeatedly spammed, "Elon, how is it possible to look this dumb and ugly? Why is your Tesla company falling apart?" But aside from a couple of the loudest trolls, after almost an hour of sustained abuse, Musk did little to stop the army of trolls from relentlessly mocking him. Eventually, he vanished when his Wi-Fi connection abruptly cut out and ended the stream. Yeah, I wouldn't say that that's rage quitting. To me, Musk wins. Because he got all those people to waste all their goddamn time, and it's entertaining for them. I think that's a win-win. Rebecca says he got bullied by a bunch of kids and he couldn't take it. It said that he rage quit, though. To me, a rage quit is when you're like, "Ah, fuck you," and then you like hit the button and you can actually sense the rage. If he didn't do anything, that's not rage quitting. There's about a million reasons that could have caused the live stream to go down. Not that I'm supporting Musk. I'm not. I don't support Musk, and I don't not support Musk. Does that make sense? Rebecca says, you thrive on this, EZ. Musk is the type of guy who needs people to worship him and lift him up. Yeah, I don't know that I know that. And I don't know that you do either. He doesn't know what to do with negative reactions. I can't say that I've ever seen him lose his mind over negative reactions. I think he kind of just laughs it off. I mean, he's got $20 billion or whatever the fuck it is. I'm not going to go and pile on Elon Musk right now over this. All I know is this guy endured 90 minutes of abuse, and it just kind of sat there and took it. By the way, the other day I posted Meme Runner's post of Wayne Gretzky talking shit in a not safe for work rant about Alexander Ovechkin breaking his record. This guy takes AI and takes poignant sports moments and then changes their meaning entirely. Let's take a look at that again. It comes up for a reason. This is Wayne Gretzky congratulating Alexander Ovechkin, not AI.
Fucking tragedy that the sacred NHL goal-scoring record got set tonight in a dump like Long Island. Worst rink in hockey, and your fans are a bunch of goddamn slobs. Honestly, how many double-chin, bald-headed Neanderthals are in this audience? It's more than I can fucking count. And this Soviet piece of shit standing next to me probably thought I dragged my ass out to such an unfortunate location just to congratulate him for only getting one more goal than me. But you thought wrong, Alex. You self-centered little fuck. Wayne Gretzky actually came out here today to look into your eyes and say to your face, in front of the entire world, in front of your trashy-looking wife, and in front of those two stupid-looking little sons you brought out here, that you're not even half the hockey player I was. You only got one ring. You've only got half as many points as me. And you played in an era where they call penalties for fucking everything. Now come up here and shake my hand and get the fuck out of my face because nobody cares about your crappy little record.
Okay. So AI does this. And, you know, people say AI, it's helping the medical community and healthcare with cancer treatment. So if someone said, all right, easy, you got to choose. Improve cancer treatment or moments like this. You can only have one. I would take the Gretzky thing over improve cancer treatment. That's one of the things I love about AI. It was like one of the first things people started to figure out was how to fuck with people with AI. So when I posted that, I wrote, not AI, clip of Wayne Gretzky's not safe for work roast of Alex Ovechkin. Now, you'd be amazed at how many people don't get what I'm doing there and are like disputing whether or not this is real. Derek wrote, these stupid AI videos are getting old. And I wrote, no, man, Wayne Gretzky actually said this. He compares it to pro wrestling. I said, whatever. I was at that game. We were all shocked. Wayne Gretzky is garbage for doing this. This guy writes, give me a fucking break. I wrote, I know. I was shocked. Don't blame me. I can't help it that Wayne Gretzky is a hothead. This shows zero class, Eric Zane, with no creativity or zeal. AI is nothing but a shiny new toy to a lot of little punks. I wrote, no, I saw it live. It's real. This guy writes, how old are you, 12? And I wrote, I'm super old. Why? What's up? What am I missing? This guy gets it. He writes, good old Wayne telling it like it is. I wrote, yeah, Gretzky was known for tons of trash talk during his career. This guy wrote, this is stupid. I wrote, you're damn right. It was stupid of Gretzky to do this, shaking my damn head. Now, when I went to bed last night, there was 300 people who had taken a look at this video. And then someone shared it. Now, if you see one share, you've got a chance for something fantastic to happen. Because when they share it, they have people that they're now sharing it to in their friend circle. Maybe one or two of their friends might share it. It is the absolute key to something going viral. Now, for me, viral is a few thousand. When I woke up, like, it had gone through the roof, and now it's been shared 109 times. And so it went from like 300 people to 35,000. And now I'm getting inundated with people telling me to go fuck myself for spreading lies on the internet. Cole writes, how stupid are these people? It's the same thing as when I posted the video, the Instagram post about the carjack falling out, that people are dying because of tariffs, because guy decides to change his own oil instead of going to see Megan at Irvine's because he's not happy if there's a price increase because of tariffs. So then he goes home, changes his own oil. And he makes a mistake of jacking the car up, and the jack fails, and the car falls on the guy and kills him. Everybody was so pissed off, and they're like, you asshole! You're supposed to put jack stands underneath the car. Everybody knows that. That guy got what he deserved. I just spit badly. It's like, you idiots, how could you not know that this is all a fucking gag? How stupid are you people? All I have to do is say something with a reasonably straight face and acting like I know what I'm talking about when I never do. And people are like, yeah, fuck you. God, people are morons. Folks, we have a realtor of choice on the show. Adam Kasari in West Michigan wants to buy, or I should say, help you find a home or sell your home. If you're buying or selling your home, you need to call Adam Kasari. He's a fantastic realtor, great partner of mine, and a race car driver of a limited late model car at Berlin Raceway with my logo on the roof. Reach out to Adam today at 616-914-4061. He also is leading a team over at Kids Food Basket next Monday, and I want you to go. I will be there from 6 p.m. to 7:30. I will include the sign-up link in the audio version of this podcast. So we'll get together. Adam will be there. You girls can pinch his butt because I know everybody's in love with Adam. He's the hot young stud prospect, single and ready to mingle at Kids Food Basket, 6 p.m. to 7:30 Monday with local realtor and race car driver Adam Kasari, the driver of the 9K car, 616-914-4061. Rick from TC Paintball invites you to book a paintball event. I have one planned for June 1. That is a Sunday. That is Paintball War number 24, the Ice Wars, at TC Paintball. Sunday, June 1, 4 p.m. You want in? Reach out to me with an RSVP. Eric@ericzaneshow.com. I think the folks at Irvine's went to TC Paintball yesterday. Outstanding. Hope you had a good time. Anyway, TC Paintball, book an event today. Head over to their website, tcpaintballgr.com. Hang on, I got to drink this. Piano Finger Banger says, "Easy, you say everything with a straight face." Yeah, I have to. I'm going to sit there and laugh at my own shit. I'm trying to get people to believe in nonsense that I'm literally making up as I go off of the top of my head. A fantastic place to get your vehicle repaired, Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Dad, Ash says my brakes are making a grinding noise. I'm like, all right, I'll take it to Irvine's. Now, what I wanted to say is, well, what are you calling me for? Call your future husband. Ash is in the process of, it's a transgender dude, you know. And Ash likes doing dude-like shit. So part of me wanted to say, all right, this is part of your graduation to dudedom. Have Ash go and change the brake pads on this deal. Okay, I think that that's a good thing. 616-532-6600. ervines.com. I love Ash so much. We have a family member that's kind of like asking questions about the wedding. And so I get a phone call, and I hear, well, hey, I have questions. And so I'm like, uh-oh. So I'm answering as thoughtfully as I can within my skill set. Then a couple more questions are asked, and then I feel like I'm in over my head. So I say, well, you know, if I were you, I'd call them. I'd call Madison or Ash. They're very open to answering any type of questions you might have. I don't have the answers to those questions. So, and that's true. You know, as long as they're respectful, they'll answer anything. And then I get, well, how are you handling this? And then I'm always like, uh-oh. Well, what do you mean? How am I handling it? Are you, is the idea here that, I mean, what type of answer are we looking for? Is the answer that is desirable one where I say something disruptive, or which is impossible for me? I mean, I take everything in stride, you know? So I just kind of went with that. I went, well, I just love. I'm a lover. It's all good with me. So I think that the person was kind of like wanting to say something to me, but did not, to their credit. So I think that this person is going with the flow, but is a little uncomfortable with the flow going, you know? Which, at the end of the day, that's okay. I understand it. It's, some people might be like, oh boy, oh my God, I got to do something. I got to say something. It's like, eh. So let's see it. I mean, if someone has something to say, most people don't. Most people, when they're in a group setting with other people not associated with it, like let's say this person I'm describing gets with other people, they might have a conversation about, oh, I can't believe this, or I can't buy a hamburger. But then when you get down to brass tacks, they're not gonna say anything, because most people talk a big game, but when it comes down to it, you know, they get cold feet and they don't want to upset the apple cart, you know? At least that's what I'm experiencing. Rebecca says, my response would be that I love my daughter and future son-in-law. I'm happy they're happy, which is what I said. Tyler says, I feel like calling to ask questions in the first place is a red flag. Yeah, but as long as people have enough time to wrap their minds around it, you know, as long as I don't get anything day of or any type of strange behavior making things uncomfortable for me, not for me, for Madison and Ash, I don't care. I like playing it cool and then watching people kind of like scramble or get uncomfortable. Like, because I am comfortable with it, it makes other people uncomfortable. And I find that the gamesmanship in that quite exhilarating. But I'm not one to say, hey, I know you might think this is weird, but I don't do that. I actually make people work for it. Like, if there's going to be any questions asked or anything like that, I make the other party earn it. I'm not going to bring shit up with you. I'm not going to sit there and be insulting and make excuses. I love everybody. I'm just happy. It should be pointed out that every other dude that Madison brought home was such a loser. I'm so glad that she finally got it right. I was thinking about something. This is totally unrelated. But when I was describing to you about Elon Musk and everybody, you know, hiding behind anonymous names, talking shit about him, I am not above that. I would have done the same damn thing. You know? And I have. I have done that. In fact, before we were at the stage that we are with like Reddit and fake accounts to post shit and say nasty things about people, before all of that, we were at radio camp. I was there with my crew at the time, and they were introducing a new technology where you could be listening to your radio, your favorite radio show, and you could type on your phone and the message would show up on a screen in the studio. Which sounds ridiculous now. Everybody has that. I mean, it's kind of like how the chat is now. They were introducing this to radio at the time. This is probably 2007. We hadn't gotten that far yet. And the guy who is introducing it, behind him is a huge screen. And he hasn't yet gotten to the point when he's explaining this technology. But when he started to, go there and explain what he was doing, we figured out that the audience, this is 500 morning radio people. You can text something and it would show up on the screen without a name attached to it. So this just goes to show you how quickly this can turn. Because within seconds...
Save big money on your entire roofing project at Menards. Owens Corning Architectural Shingles are the number one brand trusted by contractors. With a limited lifetime and up to 130 miles per hour wind warranty. Protecting your home for years to come. Choose from over 40 options and save big money on all Owens Corning shingles now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Everybody was saying horrible things about other people. Nick says, pal talk, Kumia used a lot on ONA. Yeah, I've heard about that. This might have been it. I don't know. But there was one particular guy, and I don't even want to say his name. He's a radio guy that always would show up at these things. And he... worst kept secret is that he's gay. And that was at a time in 07, 08, right around there, when it was okay to make fun of people for being gay. Now, I think it's still okay, but you can't do that. You get in big trouble, you know? But back then, I mean, this is the Wild West. So right away, everybody in that fucking room started to hone in on this dude. And whatever, all sorts of like fudge packer jokes and just eviscerating this guy. Ugh, it was terrible. I was absolutely the tip of the spear during all of this. My God, was that a legendary time. Tyler says, back then you'd mock the guy and call him F rhymes with bag. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? I was not above that. I absolutely did that. I can't say that I'm... No, I take it back. I'm very proud of that. That got a big pop. That was a big joke. Jeremy writes, I think what makes people uncomfortable is that you used to be outwardly homophobic, but as you grew and were exposed to gay and trans people... your viewpoint shifted from one of mocking to one of love, and that scares people. Well, I don't know that those people knew that I was outwardly homophobic. I think that a lot of people are outwardly homophobic. And so when they're now, okay, this is in your own backyard now, someone you love is in fact gay. And gay with an exclamation point, because getting married to a person born a chick, now a dude. Number one question. Well, if it's a dude, does that make Madison gay? Number one question, without a doubt. And yes, she's attracted to everybody. She is what's known as a pansexual. She's very open to my jokes, by the way. I might say something like, I go, have any of your fellow lesbians honked at you when you're in your lesbian car? She gets a big laugh out of that. Cole says you can make fun of everyone except veterans, according to that one veteran crybaby. Which, by the way, we did not get to that audio yesterday on Who Are These Broadcasters? Because Christian was taking too long with the clips. Thank you to Jeremy for that great donation on the Super Chat. Jeremy asks, has Madison ever made out with a pan? Like a frying pan? I don't know. Or another pansexual? I don't know either. There you go. That's awkward joke of the day from Jeremy. All right. So Elon Musk gets mocked. Thank you to Ash, another Ash, for sending along a story. Ashley. Checked out the show today. Yesterday's show. We were talking about how I was inadvertently skip scanning my products at the store, and that one principal from that school somewhere got busted for skip scanning. Ash writes, my father-in-law had a friend who would steal all the time at the self-checkout line. He'd slip a Kool-Aid packet over everything. He was friends with the clerk that was over the self-checkout, so he said he'd talk to him to occupy while he stole stuff. He bragged about his Dre Beats he bought for 58 cents. So how did that work? You said he was friends with the clerk that was over the self-checkout. So he was like in on it? It was like an inside job? That would definitely work if you got the guy who oversees the self-checkout. That reminds me of when I was, Dennis Horkenbach worked over at A.L. Price, the grocery store in Warren, back in the city of Warren. I've told this story before. This was when, if you were returning your bottles and cans, you couldn't like put them into the machine. We didn't have the machines. So then we just show up at A.L. Price with Hork there. And then we give him like 10 Mountain Dew bottles. And $1 in returns would turn into $50 in returns. We'd cut him in on 50%. So $1 becomes 50. He gets 25. We get 25. And then wash, rinse, repeat. My God, we got so much money out of that place. That whole chain of stores, because I ended up working there too at the same store. And I was working in aisle 6. That was all detergents. They put the low man on the totem pole in aisle 6. Because if you ever walked through that aisle with all the detergents, laundry soap, shit like that, you can't be in there too long. It kind of gets into your system and it's not good for you. So I hated that job. So then I went over to aisle 7 where they had like, vitamins and healthcare products. And I used to buy the product. I don't know if it's still a product. Joe Weider, the old school bodybuilding guy, amino acids, which I guess it's like protein or whatever the fuck. You take these stupid pills while you're lifting weights and it's supposed to make you bigger and stronger. And then I would sell them to wrestlers and football players that were constantly eating these fucking things thinking that they were going to get bigger. So I'd walk out of the store with all these, steal them and just sell them for 100% profit. It was a whole industry. I was a goddamn thief, man. That even continued into college. And then I almost got nabbed at Giant Supermarket in Clare, Michigan, lifting CDs out of the store. All right. I can't even believe I got into that topic. How did that even happen? Oh, it was talking about stealing shit. Okay. Ash also sent in a fantastic story from Columbia, Tennessee. She writes, dumb criminal. He hid in the storm drain. That's a bad decision.
Now we're police chased after two suspects until one of them darts into a storm drain. Good evening and welcome. Welcome to News 2 at 6. I'm Bob Mueller. This all happened in the...
Bob Mueller's been around the block a few times.
Welcome to News 2 at 6. I'm Bob Mueller. This all happened in the midst of severe weather across Middle Tennessee. News 2's Andy Cordan with the story.
This all goes down behind this Columbia laundromat. Thursday morning, Columbia police are called here for a teenager.
That's a Mule Town Laundry.
Welfare check.
According to the report, when police arrive, 18-year-old theft suspect Gabrielle Sheffield runs for it.
Shoot down, Andrews!
Joined by 19-year-old Ty Harrington. Police will quickly catch the female. But Harrington, wanted for robbery, darts into a storm drain and scurries under the street.
There is a man stuck in a drain.
Hours
oh my
later,
God,
he'll be
this.
Discovered when he pokes his...
His hands are sticking out from the fucking drain.
He's under the street.
Like through the grate.
There is a man stuck in a drain.
God, I got out the lawnmower.
Hours later, he'll be discovered when he pokes his hands through the narrow grates and signals for help.
He's sticking his hands out like waving, trying to get somebody's attention.
Is there water in the drain?
Probably. It's probably not like super deep, but there's probably water in there.
Within a few minutes, Columbia Fire removes the grate, at which point police arrest the 6'3", 180-pound suspect.
I guess neighbor heard him yelling for help.
He was yelling for help.
Yeah.
This dude.
All of it goes down in David Gillum's front yard.
But it's a long way to crawl through a hole.
Yeah, like, it's like two or three blocks down
okay,
the road.
This is a hard living line crime, hard living line area. He's a hard-living-line neighbor.
You and me ain't doing that.
No. He come out, he's all soaking wet.
Do these things fill up with water?
Yeah. He was soaking wet when he came. I was here when they pulled him out and everything.
So the good news is they got the young man out of the grate. He was wet and dirty. He ended up going to jail. In Columbia, Andy Cordan, News 2.
Wow. Hold on a second. Let me back this up. The
News 2 at 6, I'm C.
At Thursday morning, goes down behind this Columbian
with the story.
This all goes down behind this Columbia laundromat.
Mule Town Laundry. Let's see if I can get a phone number. All right. Let's make a phone call. I'm in the mood to do it now.
After the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Eric Zane. I don't know why I said my name. Hello? Hello? Hey, this is Greg New. This is Greg Neuenfeld. Is this Mule Town Laundry?
This is Mule Town Laundry. How can I help you?
Yeah. So, were you there when the guy got stuck in the drain?
Stuck in the drain?
Yeah. This is Columbia, Tennessee, right?
Correct.
Yeah. There was a story about the guy was running from the cops. He went behind a laundry and got stuck in the drain. Did you see that story?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. How are things at the laundry today? Is everybody behaving?
In which laundry?
The Mule Town Laundry in Columbia.
What do you mean? Is everybody behaving?
Well, you know, I was just...
We've this for like 6 minutes.
Yeah, you know, just some small talk. See how everybody's doing there. Is there a woman there with black hair?
A woman with black hair?
Yeah.
That works there? That...
She might be working there, but she might also be doing her laundry.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
These are very specific questions you're asking for a 24-hour laundromat.
Yeah, I know. I know. Anyway,
Are you a customer? Are you trying to do business there?
No, I'm a customer. Are you there right now?
No. Nobody's ever there like that.
Nobody's there? It's there's no one there.
No, no, it's like any other laundromat in America. There's
oh, okay. There. What do you think about Elon? What do you think about Elon Musk closing all the laundromats?
Yeah, we should close down every laundromat so everybody just walks around with stinky clothes.
Right.
I think it's a great idea.
How many packs of cigarettes do you smoke a day?
At least 16 packs a day.
Okay. Well, you've helped me. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, see ya. Bye. Tyler says, I like how he says, sounds like every laundromat in America. Classic HLL laundromat owner, stupid. You remember that lady during the Joe stunt? You gotta damage that. It sucked me in. Alan Martinson says, I should have asked, are you stupid or retarded? All right, so that's where that all happened at the, whatever the fuck that name of that place was. I don't even remember now. Jesus. Incredible. Okay. Thank you, as always, to Frank Fuss from buyinsurancehere.com. My policy shop insurance, I should say. Head over to buyinsurancehere.com. And if you have any questions about getting signed up for healthcare.gov, if you do not have a life insurance policy, you need to get one. Okay? So if you're in between jobs, or maybe you were like me working at AL Price trying to steal shit to make money, you need healthcare. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. This can also be you. If your boss does not offer insurance, that happens. Frank's also an expert on Medicare and Social Security. More information at buyinsurancehere.com. Fill out the form. Frank will reach out to you, and you will be off and running. Get your hair cut at King's Room Barbershop. Online at kingsroom.net. Three locations, Caledonia, Northland Drive, and at 821 36th Street. Haircuts cost $19. Please mention me. And unless you're like Adam James, where the lady said, I don't know who Eric Zane is, please mention me nevertheless over at King's Room Barbershop. And let me know that you went. I would love that. Thank you, as always, to Tag Accounting. We are 6 days away from the tax deadline, and then you will not be hearing from Tag Accounting for another 9 months. Online at tagcpa.net, 616-301-9516. That's 616-301-9516. Let's see. David says, that was a classic stunt. About Joe in the dryer. Tyler going with, are there a lot of people washing their clothes there today? Clothes? What do you mean clothes? What are clothes? Asshole today, Greg Neuenfeld for his silly prank calls today. Yoda World says, thanks for the show as always. Well, we're not done. I got one more story I want to give to you. I think local girls north of the hard living line, that's who I'm focusing on here, might be more susceptible to this happening, especially with someone from far away. A teacher in the country of Australia for the past year has been texting through whatever app or whatever the fuck area hard living line kid, a young girl, and been doing not so nice things, sending some horrible messages. And then I don't know if the kid, this is a hard living line girl, I don't know if she was like, you know, cool with it, or maybe this was a cop that was involved, I don't know. But it was a task force halfway around the world. So a hard living line kid is getting inappropriate messages in northern Michigan. The Grand Traverse County Sheriff's Office says it was first contacted in October of 23 about a juvenile girl receiving messages from adult men through social media. Now, we've gone over this before. If you get your young daughter a phone, you say, here you go, it's your first phone, and it's a smartphone. As soon as it gets in their hands, they're going to start getting messages from creeps. All right? And then the kids, we all know how dumb kids are. Because most kids, boys or girls, the second they get that phone, 30 seconds later, they're seeing a full-size man dick. And then what they do is they like, oh, wow, I wonder what I should do. I wonder if I should tell somebody or if I should communicate with this person. And then 9 times out of 10, they will communicate with the person who sent man dick from their phone or device. And that's because all kids are idiots. And there's nothing we can do about it as parents. You might as well just say, look, you're going to see tons of cock the second I give you this phone. So, you know, you give them the phone. You might as well just give them pornography. Say, here, let's go and get you a hooker or something. I don't know. Because this is all going to happen. A detective with specialized training in forensic computer crimes worked with Homeland Security to complete examinations on devices and gathering evidence for this creeper. Through a joint effort with Australian Federal Police, a 28-year-old male school teacher from Australia was identified as the subject. The suspect was recently charged with possessing child sexual abuse material and is awaiting a court date. Wow. Oh, my God. Well, that is fantastic work. I need more info. I think just as in a fact-finding way, we need to know the age of the young person. Just to kind of like help put a finer point as to what to look out for as a parent. I mean, like poor Megan here. She's got very young children. This has to cross her mind, too. Hello, Pooh Bear.
How'd you hear me?
I actually saw you. People are suggesting that you do a podcast.
By myself?
With me. Yeah. You're behind the logo, so you got to move that this way. This way. You're still behind the logo. You got to move this way. What can I do for you? Why were you sticking your tongue out like that?
I have to leave.
You smell pretty. What is that called?
Pretty.
Molly says, are you still letting the neighbor child swim in your pool? These people think that I'm a pervert because of being called Mr. Pop Pop and the kid sleeping in or swimming in the pool.
Sleeping?
Swimming in the pool.
Well, which kid? Stella?
No, all, you know, all I just, I told the story about how the neighbor kids are allowed
to swim
in the pool.
Yeah.
And I said that they have to be there with adults and you're fine with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tyler says, did you feel uncomfortable when Megan was talking about a tight vagina yesterday?
What the hell? It didn't bother me. I know it bothered you. But.
Well, it didn't so much bother me. It's just that fucking poor Steve was there. And he's like, what? Steve's like, you can't talk that way to customers.
Hey, listen. I have to go babysit. And then I have to go to the Y.
You have to work there.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, don't honk at anybody when you're going there like you like to do.
Flex your pecs.
No, leave me alone.
Okay, love you.
Okay, bye. Love you too.
Maddie? Darla's sound asleep on the bed, so I'm leaving her there.
Yeah, I'm almost done with this.
Okay,
nonsense.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. the wraps on this show. Little do we know, the Queen of the Forest is working Eric's prostate. Oh my God. Asshole of the day, funeral home for not making sure the man didn't look like cheese sliding off a pizza in the casket. Who's your asshole of the day? I mean, I think it's got to be it can only be, well, it's going to be a group. It's got to be the fat fuck pallbearers who caused that to happen. Those are the assholes of the day. Thank you for being here on the show. Tomorrow is a Big Fraud Thursday. You must sign up for Patreon if you want to get that show live or hear it after. Head over to patreon.com/Eric Zane and sign up for 7 days free. That's it. Thank you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.